I use the word "zaw" with my roommates because I think it's funny, but like I wouldn't put that in a formal paper because I have the ability to switch the two. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I find is when I send emails, I end up using much better grammar, etc., much more formal than when I use texting or Twitter. Or
see, I try to keep my grammar. I use punctuation and everything, semicolon and colons in my texts. It's like almost, it's like regular practice for me, I don't know. That way when I write emails to professors, I don't have to really think about trying really hard to make sure that I sound professional.
I think like with using punctuation and stuff, like it's not always about like doing it just to look professional. Like it really does change the meaning of what you're saying,
yeah.
Especially when it's like written, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think people take for granted the importance of the use of commas, because if they don't use it, what the hell am I reading half the time? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put a comma in there and you put that space, it's so much easier to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That is one complaint I have about people who use Twitter. Like, even I know people who like have three different ideas or sentences and they don't separate them with a period or a comma or anything, and I just read it with this monotone, and it's just like, It sounds very unintelligent when you read it that way.
What
so that's where I know where that's coming from.
Commas don't exist. Like, in certain languages, in Greek, you can express a tiny narrative through a single word that means, like, Bob went to the grocery store, bought cigarettes, and went fishing. And it's a single word. But I think in English, because there's all this sort of, like, syntactic ambiguity because of how we can, like, move around certain phrases, that happens. But, like, within a certain community of people who understand, like, you're saying you're not a Twitter app user, I'm not a avid Twitter user, so when I get on Twitter, I'm, like, a little lost. But
no, I agree.
As long as those thoughts are, like, communicable to, you know, five people, it works.
Yeah,
I guess I'm curious about the key importance of, like, kind of romanticizing language or being, like, very, like, well done, everything like that, versus the actual basis of language.